Greetings. This is James Gillen on the BBS Network, and it's As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got a great show. We're going to do call-ins tonight, and you know, that's why we called it As You Wish Talk Radio. We try to, you know, give the people a voice out there, and usually we have some pretty amazing call-ins with some great things to share and some wonderful questions. So, you know, it's in service mode, and that's why we do this show. You know, we have no advertisement on the show, no sponsors. This comes out of our own pocket, you know. So you know, if you want to give a contribution to eSETI, that'd be great, you know, to help us keep these shows going. But anyway, it's part of the public acclamation part of eSETI to let people know what's going on the planet and to let people know, you know, how they can shore themselves up with a lot of the things going on. There's a couple things I wanted to talk about in the news, and you know, the Umpqua shootings at the university there. I find it very odd that they were passing a bill, and it was just, you know, a week or two out. They're getting ready to pass a bill to limit gun control, you know, in favor of, you know, the people's right to bear arms and things like that. And then, you know, a week and a half or so before this petition and this bill goes forward, you know, you have a mass shooting, you know, and they always end with the guy shooting himself or some other shooter in perfect place to take him out. But it's quite interesting. You see this over and over again, you know, strategically. All of these shootings are very strategically placed. They have common denominators, and a lot of them go back to they're all on psychotropics, which we're going to talk a little bit about that. And, you know, they're all... It's just shows a total failure of the system, especially using drugs to cure, you know, psychological disorders. And those open you up to mind control. So, you know, the patterns are all there. The connections are all there. And if you want to connect the dots, you'll see that these mass shootings all have some common denominators, and you can trace it back to certain facilities, you know, that are involved in mind control. But anyway, enough of that. We're going to go further about the, and I want to talk about a, and it's right now you can get it for free, basically, and it's called thetruthaboutcancer.com, and it's pretty amazing. I mean, this is, and I know people in the industry right now that are getting ready to turn everything upside down. I mean, in the industry right now, and they're you know, basically what they're doing is exposing it for what it is, And I was thinking about that. You know, they're trying to, you know, put these websites together. They're going to show alternatives and show, you know, the track record of the drugs they're using now and the track record of the, you know, other natural cures and things like that. And, you know, even cancer, you know, according to the American Cancer Society, you know, chemotherapy, you have a 400% better chance of surviving cancer without chemotherapy than you do with it. These are their own numbers, you know. So anyway, it's barbaric what they're doing. We'll talk further about that later in the show. Hopefully, we'll get some call-ins on that. But it's called thetruthaboutcancer.com, and it's a series of videos, and it just covers everything. And it's free this weekend. So, and after that, I think it's, you know, it's a pretty spendy, you know, a set, you know, it's quite a few sets, I guess. I haven't had a chance to see it myself, but I've been getting previews of it. But it's going to turn the AMA upside down and show the medical establishment for what it is, you know, and it'll allow the good doctors to start coming forward and making the necessary changes, you know, within the, because when you get enough people behind it and figuring things out, you know, it's going to be a, there's going to be a big wave of energy moving in that direction. So anyway, it's great. I know some of the people that are in this movie. I think Sonia Barrett's in it, in some of them. I don't know how many videos there are. I'll have to check more into it. But after I get off the show here, I'm actually going to get into it and probably spend part of Sunday looking at some of the videos. But it's great, you know, what they're doing here. They also cover some of the diabolical things that the government's been doing, the experiments on the human populace. And they bring a lot of these experiments in the past that they've done on people, exposing people to, you know, extreme radiation, syphilis experiments, you name it, you know, all kinds of testing, you know, carcinogens on people without their knowing it, you know, put it in milk. It's like unbelievable, the stuff that they did to children and everything. But, you know, a lot of that's going to come forward. So if you don't think the government's capable of doing these things, I would watch those videos, you know, and their long history of some of the experimentation that's been done without people knowing about it. You know, it's pretty sad. This dovetails into chemtrails. I don't know what they're spraying up there now, but you can't even walk outside without getting a sore throat and upper sinus problems. It's like immediate. And the air smells like it's just full of diesel or full of some really negative chemicals. Now they're finding, you know, all kinds of nerve agents, even mustard gas and things like that in these chemtrails. So, you know, whoever's behind this chemtrail thing, and it, basically it's non-human, it's an inhuman act, and humans really wouldn't do it if they really knew what they're doing. Some would, you know, just carry on, you know, their paycheck, and, you know, they're getting a paycheck, and they're flying those planes, and they don't ask questions, and they don't look at what they're spraying, or it's all compartmentalized. But, you know, time to take your head out of the sand or wherever else you have your head placed. And take a good look at what's going on around you and your participation in it, because we don't have too much longer. I put a newsletter out. They said we've got about 5 months for a major shift. You know, we have to have a major shift in consciousness to get some things done here. And people need to be aware of what's being done and need to rise up and say enough's enough. So these next few months are getting really interesting. I'm watching these explosions of information coming out right now. It's there's nowhere to hide for the dark hearts, and their deeds are being exposed. And, you know, like the old saying, no rock should be left unturned. So it's all coming up to the surface, and we're going to have to decide what we do about this information. You know, are we going to continue, you know, to participate in acts against humanity and nature? Are we going to bury our heads in the sand? You know, are we going to continue to vote and live out our paycheck when we know, you know, what's going on is insidious and not in our highest and best good? You know, it's all about, you know, it's all going to come up, and we're going to have to make some choices and act on those choices. And those choices are going to determine your tomorrow. So it's very important to get educated as to what's going on. But this new batch of chemtrails, boy, it is thick. It is nasty. The air is toxic. And it's a global event right now. They're spraying everywhere. So, you know, Dan Wigginton is a very good one to check into. Just, you know, type in Dan Wigginton. Michael Murphy has some really good. There's a bunch of movies out on chemtrails. If you go to Wikipedia, just skip that. You know, that's another program that they're saying chemtrails are contrails and that it's a conspiracy. Well, I mean, Wikipedia is part of the conspiracy, to be honest with you. You know, we saw some things that I know for sure are real and did happen. And they say, oh, it never happened. You know, it's just a wives' tale or something like that. I don't know. But it's just getting more and more obvious right now on who's behind the cover up, who's sold out, and who's working on our behalf. And sadly enough, in the mainstream, and those who are sitting, you know, on the pulpit or have the most, getting the most airtime, you might say, are really not the ones that are in our highest and best good. And it's time we need to pay attention to that, you know, because it definitely is, you know, quite a mess out there. The we've got a few things popping up. We've got some listeners. If you hang on for just a minute, we'll bring you on. There's just a few things else I wanted to cover before we started up, but I really want to cover tonight some of your experiences. How do you feel, you know, about where the earth is going right now? You know, what you can do to make your own personal changes and assist others in making these changes. And, you know, we can talk about global restoration. You know, I keep getting asked over and over about Simon Parks and to be honest with you, you know, there's a lot of information that he's bringing out that is good information for people to pay attention to. But I would use discernment, too, because there's a major reptilian, you know, influence there. and some other energies. So, you know, one of the things people keep questioning me on about going towards the light, all I can tell you is in my near-death experience, I went to the golden plane of bliss. It's been known for a bazillion years. The lamas go there. The yogis go there. You know, we all end up there if we've been doing our practices. And it's not a place to avoid. It's not a trap. And only thing I can say is I went through the tunnel, ended up in the golden plane of bliss. And there I met golden light beings. And it was the most awesome experience I've ever, you know, there's no words that can convey that experience. So that's my experience, and I can share that with you. There's people that say, don't go for the light, go for the brown light. I've never seen brown light. I've seen brown dirt, you know, and brown objects reflecting back brown, but I've never really seen a band of light that's brown, you know. So it may be out there. Who knows? You know, I don't know why you'd want to go there, but it seems the higher frequency, the brighter the light. There is a murky orange light you want to kind of avoid. You'll see murky orange, murky reddish orbs. Those you kind of want to avoid. That kind of energy, it's not that has a very low frequency to it, and usually there's a lot of controlling, manipulating energy on that level. But anyway, I would, you know, just be kind of careful on who you're giving your power away to, and, you know, develop your own inner sensitivity and get very clear with you know, who you're talking to, and because there's some age old truths that are still as true today as they've always been. And when you stick to some of these principles that the lamas and the yogis and some of the other people are aware of, I'm not saying all of it's true, but a lot of it is true today as it was, you know, thousands of years ago. So anyway, you know, everybody wants to come out with the new improved information, you know, and you know, I've got inside information. I've got government inside information. The government doesn't know what's going on. Give me a break, you know. You know, yeah, if you want to play around in that area, go for it. It's a mucky, dirty area. It's a mucky area, you know. So rise above it, you know. You know, get yourself tuned into the higher dimensions. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and start opening this up for callers. And I think we've got Cameron on line one. Let's see if we can bring Cameron in. Are you with us, Cameron?
Yeah, I'm here, James. Can you hear me?
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's good talking to you again. I talked to you. I've called in a few times before. But, yeah, I just wanted to mention, I think you mentioned him. It's about the chemtrails. It's Harold Costella. Watched a video on him. I wanted to get your input on him. And then also the Keshe Foundation. He was talking about plasma energy technology that's coming out like pretty recently. So really interesting stuff. I wonder if you had any information on either one of those two.
Yeah, I think it's Harold Klaus Vela. I've watched his information, and actually I'm really working on trying to get him on the show. And so he's definitely one I want to bring on the show, and there's a bunch of questions I'd like to ask him. And so definitely, and you know, he covers the chemtrails and all the AI technology and the stuff in the chemtrails, and there's a, I think it's Small Storm. I can't remember her first name. I put it out over the list. She covers the whole agenda with that too, and it's pretty interesting. But you know, people should sign up for our newsletter because I put this information out, you know, all the time on these different groups. And what was the other one? I got spaced out there on the there was something else.
It was the Keshe.
Oh yeah, Keshe. You know, that stuff works.
He's talking,
you know,
about plasma technology.
Yeah. I had one of his number one people, somebody that was really connected to him, come out to the ranch, and we actually built some of the devices that he was talking about, and we exposed copper wires to this solution, and it works. You know, it was putting out quite an amperage, and I go, well, what happens if you scale this up? And he goes, yeah, you'll get a lot more amps. And so, yeah, it definitely works, and he's bringing out a lot of new information. So, and we tested it, you know, and all I can say is it works, and it's something to look into the Keshe Foundation and start making these things. I hear he has a new generator that he's going to be coming out with, and it's very reasonable. And yeah, you know, it'll cover your house, I guess. It's enough to cover your house. And yeah, I'm definitely going to look into that and see if I can acquire one of those.
Yeah, I would recommend to really kind of look up those two people. Real interesting stuff. I mean, it was the plasma technology device that was really piquing my interest because, you know, from what I could understand, I mean, it was pretty technical, but it sounded like it was going to do a lot of stuff. You know, it was going to heat your house, it was going to cool your house, and then your car, and all this other stuff. But and they're releasing it, you know, as a broad release to the public, as to avoid, you know, public shutdown, the government shutdown. So pretty cool.
Yeah, I can't wait for that to come out. And I think I'm going to call this guy up in the next couple of days and say, hey, can you put my name on one of those? Because that's part of what he said he's all about, you know, to bring out these new technologies. And that's definitely one. I mean, we do have technologies right now that would end all of our dependence on foreign oil. And actually, it'd be their fuelless technologies, and they put out an unlimited amount of power. But they're shelved right now. We can't get them out because the powers that were, I like to call them, that are imploding as we speak, have blocked it on every count. Same with the truthaboutcancer.com. They're bringing out all these cures now, they're just shotgunning it. You know, it's a big, it's global. They're sending it out globally, so there's a huge movement. A lot of doctors behind it.
Yeah, so it's a shotgun approach to the public, and that's probably the way around the whole thing.
Yeah,
so that's probably great. I just wanted to run that by you and get your opinion, but yeah.
All right.
Thanks
for calling in. I'm
thanks for everything, James.
Next caller. I think we've got BB from California on line two. BB, are you with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy. I don't really look at my calendar, and I've been wanting to just call and talk to you. And the email just came in, and I said, I'm going for it. Number one, I had a transpersonal release session from you last week, and it is and was amazing. So many shifts are occurring. So thank you for that, and thank you for the work that you do so much. Isetti has gotten under my skin. I went for the first time to the conference in the first weekend in July, and exquisiteness. And then I was there again at Randy Kramer's Psionic Boot Camp, and I want to go back. I love the land. I love the people. I love the energy there. It's so expansive, and it just amplifies the connection that I have, you know. Of course, you know.
Too bad you missed the medicine wheel we just did. It was a galactic medicine wheel with Tashina, and a lot of people knew her as Itasha formerly, but talk about off the scale. I mean, it is still buzzing out there. You can stand in any one of the quadrants, and you know, one is for the Arcturians, one's for the Andromedans, one's for the Orion Council of Light, and the other one's for the Palladian. And each one is still holding that frequency. And when you stand in it, people just have breakdowns and they just start crying and they have huge openings. And it's still buzzing. It's amazing.
I heard your description of it. I think it was last week. And it just sounds so beautiful. I'm sorry I couldn't go. I'm definitely making it my business to go to one of those workshops that you have next time around. I think it would be really, really beneficial for me. I do want to just run something by you.
Sure.
I'm noticing it's a very exciting shift that's going on between what I had up till a few months ago experienced as sort of like this polarized animosity between ufology people and spiritual people, and it seems to be dissolving now. Is that going on in your experience too?
Oh, definitely. You know, it's sad because I address it. You know, what happens is I'll be invited to one of the big major UFO groups, and I'll get one shot, and I'll go in there and I'll tie it all together and tie the ancient history of UFOs, you know, into the major religions and how the Anunnaki started all the religions, and that all the Eastern Scrolls, you know, end up in the stars, basically on the highest levels, and, you know, tie this all together for people. And we have, you know, incredible footage of the ships, you know, coming in and participating and interacting with this, you know, massive light ships, you know, every color and size, you know, imaginable, basically. And I get one shot and that's it. And then I'm blackballed, you know, and then it has to settle down.
I know. Yeah. I think people are ready for you. I really hope so, because you're such a, I don't have a word, but I think of this beautiful lion, this very, you know, stalwart lion holding all of this energy. And to think that people have been, you've been abused, and it's not fair. My sense of justice is raged, and I just hope that I'm right, that people are really ready for you now. I really do.
Yeah, they, you know, basically they abuse themselves in the long run. And so, you know, I'm not attached to it, you know, and all I can do is be there and share the information and whatever they do with it. And, you know, people do turn on you. They hit that wall, you know, and they don't want to go any further or face their issues or whatever. And that's just common in this practice. And I'm used to it now. And so I just go up, they hit the wall, you know, it's time to move on. You know, you've gone as far as you can go here. And the trouble with it, you know, sometimes people just don't realize that they're finished. You know, they need to move on.
Well, what you just said is a teaching in and of itself, by the way. That's a beautiful thing that we all should heed. Can I say one thing about the cancer news that's coming out?
Yeah, sure. I've got a bunch of other callers, so be quick about it, because I'll have to get to these other callers.
Very quickly. I'm a cancer survivor. I was diagnosed in 2000, and I did go through the normal treatments. It was a late stage, and they had written me off, but I didn't write myself off. I believed in the so-called normal, quote-unquote, treatments, but I also believed in myself and my strength and my spirit, and that's why I survived. It's the biology of belief.
Yeah. It does go back to consciousness, you know, but it's like they give you a death sentence, and if you believe in it, you know, that's what you're going to manifest, unfortunately.
Exactly. Well, James, take care, and thank you so much for taking my call.
All right, thanks for calling. We've got Matt from Canada on line 5. Matt, are you with us?
I sure am. How are you tonight, James?
Great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I attended the ranch back in 2007. It was amazing, and I wanted to thank you for the work that you do. It's so powerful. I try to listen in every week. I can download, you know, the previous episodes. I look forward to it, all the work that you do, and it's amazing. You truly are a blessed individual, and when what you're doing for humanity, I just wanted to say that.
Sometimes it feels
I had three really quick questions, but there are more points, and I don't want to be a time miser, but I know there's a lot of people. Three things really quick. I think a few weeks ago you had, and she had gotten cut off, but came back on the air just, you know, phone issues. I think there was a person on by the name of Oshira, and she had mentioned that diabetes was a parasite. Did you remember? And then did you remember that happening? And then she had got cut off.
Yeah, I never. You know, I was hoping she would, you know, send me an email or call, but you know, a lot of these diabetes, a lot of these diseases are caused by flukes. You know, oh God, what's her name? Hilda Clark. Hilda Clark has the information on that. And they use these zappers and they kill the parasites. And then all of a sudden people, you know, pull out of it. So, you know, a lot of the diseases are carried by parasites, and you kill these parasites and it shifts, you know? So yeah, you know, definitely that's part of the program.
Well, thank you. Really quick, months ago, there was a gentleman, and he was going to be attending the event that you had. He had, and I forget his name, and he had mentioned that there was an elder that had a special access to water. There was a special water that he had that he was going to be talking about at the event.
Yeah.
And I know it's not it was something different than the Langaman water that That's supposed to be amazing. And I wanted to know, if was that revealed in your at the event in any of the tapes? I was going to order the Esetti because I have over the years, you know, the conference disc tapes, I guess, and I buy them. You know, Nathan would get them to me or whatnot.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know, do you remember speaking with him regarding that?
Yeah, I did, and I actually tried the water, and it was interesting. Had an interesting effect. The I didn't stick with it long enough to really to really get all the effects from it. But Joel Garbin was the one that had that water, and send me an email. Just go to the website, you know, and send us an email, and I'll be sure and give you that information. I don't have it on me. It's aqua something, okay. Aqua blue maybe, or aqua something like that. I'll have to look it up and find out what it is. But
last question. I appreciate that. I know I don't mean to be a really quick. The stuff from Winston Shrout, amazing person. Maybe you would clarify this just with what's going on in the U.S. economy. I know everybody's been talking about that. I had an option that. From a financial monetary thing, selling my property, my home, and moving. And the question was, I didn't know what to do with, when you sold, what to do with that element of money. I mean, do you put it into Bitcoin? Do you put that in the bank? You know, what do we do with the money? You sell your property, you move, you rent, you buy something smaller. And I'm just concerned, you know, with the U.S. economy. Would you think if I called or attended some of his lecture, the Winston's stuff, that he would be able to advise what to do with, you know, like where do you put your money?
Definitely.
Because it's a big concern. It could be worthless someday if it was bank.
I think
even
it's
in Canada here, they operate very much in the fractional reserve system that's like the U.S. system. You know?
Yeah. Well, basically go to solutionsincommerce. I'm pretty sure .com is his website, or just type in Winston Shrout and it'll pop up. And, you know, he does do personal, counseling and things like that. It's very good. And a lot of times, you know, if you send him an email, he might, you know, say, hey, this is what I'm doing with it. But, I know personally right now, I think getting yourself a good piece of land and getting as independent as you can and finding a really good water supply is a great idea, and just let things work themselves out, you know, and you'll be doing great. Mm-hmm. You know, that's, and you know, basically I would actually invest in having a little extra food, you know, so if you have some weird weather conditions or something, you can't get out. It's good to have that on hand. I mean, I've been isolated here for 2-3 weeks at a time just because the highway washed out. When it did, it took the power lines down with it. So you know, and it didn't even faze me. I was just going, okay, it's nice. Now everything's dead quiet here. I get to meditate. You know, it was snowing. You know, I had my cook stove and my wood and you know, a few candles. It wasn't a problem at all.
Wow. 10 more second question. I appreciate this. I know there's a lot of things. I do your healing and clearing techniques that are in your books and that you promote all the time. Very powerful stuff, because I know what you say, you know, the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect.
Yeah.
If a person needs more, like if they're finding that, you know, they're either being approached or attacked, or just that energy is really, really dense, the healing techniques that you do from afar, or what would be taking it to the next level? Like what is another more higher healing modality than even using those clearing and healing techniques?
Well, we do the transpersonal release session. You actually come out of it with mm-hmm. your own main teacher and guide, and you can use that, and it's much more powerful. The other ones work, and we have people call us, you know, call the ranch. And if you're really under the gun, you know, and you can't get out from underneath something, people call us all the time, and you know, we throw them into the healing circle and clear the energy. So we're going to get more organized with that. We're going to have, like maybe even once a week, have a session where people can call in and, and do the clearings, ask questions and everything else. So it's going to be something that is either going to be, you know, like a, either it probably won't be a Skype situation, but it'll be an online thing, you know, where people can come in and be a part of it and tune in, and we'll do clearings, you know, during probably before and after in that session.
I could call Ashley on that, maybe, and set something up.
Yeah, give Ashley a call. She'll set you up.
Thanks, James.
All righty. Hey, well, thanks for calling in. I've got a few others I got to get to, so keep up the good work and keep doing those clearings. They're really helping out the planet.
Well, thank you so much for just doing all your great work. Have a great night.
All right, thanks. I guess we've got Gary from Oregon on line one. Gary, you with us?
Yeah, hi, James. This is Gary here. I've been up to the ranch three times, starting in July of this year, and really enjoyed my experiences there. I'm calling to ask you for a little more detail on the Keshi plasma generator experiment that happened there at the ranch. I've been checking him out online quite a bit just recently, and from a pragmatic electronics manufacturing perspective, his offerings look like really suspicious.
Yeah.
Like, not sure he actually has a product. I watched his rollout on October the 16th in Italy, and he was passing out cardboard boxes and USB sticks with information, and I'm not sure that we've really seen his manufactured device working. Can you describe what you saw at the ranch in a little more detail?
Well, yeah. Well, basically what we did, we took a bunch of copper wire and we had a solution. I'm kind of kicking myself because I forgot what it is. I had it written down. But there's some kind of a solution that you get, and you set him in for so long, you cook him in this solution. And I think he has it online, you know, what the solution he uses. And then we took the wire and we started, you know, applying a voltmeter to it to see, you know, if it was actually generating electricity. And it was. Each wire was generating electricity. And then we used, I know, copper plates and things like that. And you could scale it up, and it actually worked. And it was generating electricity. That's as far as we got with it. I had to leave. I was going on tour, and you know, I was gone for, you know, the usually I'm gone for the winter here, and so we didn't go further with it. And the people involved with it that were helping me here are gone too as well. So it kind of, that's where it is right now. But I am going to recontact the original guy that came out. I don't want to give his name without his permission, that came out here, and we're going to scale it up and see what happens, and maybe get some bigger copper plates and put them in series or something, or and see what happens.
Well, so I'm an electrical engineer. If you do that, if you want to let me know, I'll come up and help measure the output and make sure that it's legit. So
okay. Yeah, anyway. Definitely. We'll send Ashley an email. Just go to the website and send Ashley an email, and I don't know how soon we're going to get to this. We may not even get to it till spring, but we are definitely going to go through with it, and I'm going to find out more about the generator that he has.
So, and just a caveat, it's quite easy to fool people who don't have a technical background with stuff like this. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of times it may be, you know, no amps involved or something. There's all kinds of different ways you can fool people. The, you know, proof's in the pudding. I mean, I had a device in my hand that was as big as a little pie plate, and it had 9 coils, and each coil was putting 25,000 watts out. So you can imagine the power generated from this thing. Well, we hooked in some power strips to it, and we were putting giant drill presses on it, 500 watt bulbs. We kept plugging everything we could in, trying to kill this thing and to overload it. We couldn't overload it. And it had two thin little wires coming out of it that plugged into the power strip to activate it. And I said, well, how come those wires don't just burn up and fry? And he said, because the energy doesn't go through the wire. It goes around it. You know, it's a different type of energy. So So, you know, I've seen it with my own eyes, and I tested it, and I tried to kill this little device, and we couldn't stop it. But, yeah, you know, his wife got threatened. His lab was blown up, and he put it away, and it's in pieces right now.
Okay. Well, that sounds very, very intriguing.
Yeah. I think it's all going to come out. It's just a matter of exposing the guys that are stopping it, and which is all coming up right now. And when they start having a lot of light shined on them, they're going to start, you know, retreating to their dark little cubby holes, and then this stuff can come out.
Okay. Well, we'll all hope for the best.
All right. Hey, well, thanks for calling.
You bet. Thank you. Bye now.
All right, we've got Claudia from Ontario on line 2. Claudia, are you with us?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Hey, welcome to the show.
Good. I just have a few questions, and I listen to your show every week, and I want to know, you know, that the power of group meditation is so strong. Maybe you could think of incorporating a 5-minute session at the end of your show for us to join in together and have some awakening wishes and things for the rest of our people on the earth.
Yeah.
And also, what is the 5-month thing you're talking about? What's happening within the 5 months, if you can tell about that? And I'll take my answer offline, because I know there's lots of callers. Thank you so much for all you do.
Oh, thanks. Well, you know what's going on? It's funny, interesting. I haven't even given the call numbers yet, and we're just full, you know. So we're getting some great people coming in. But yeah, thanks, Claudia. In the next five months, you're going to see some huge breakthroughs. And I didn't know what it was or how it's going to come out. And it's not just one thing, but, you know, one is the truthaboutcancer.com, you know, that's just been released. I mean, it's massive. It's like, you know, what's happening right now is just, you know, basically off the scale. And it's global. There's a whole bunch of doctors that got together, and some very dedicated filmmakers, and they just filmed, you know, the draconian, you know, medical establishment and what it's doing, you know, and how they're actually taking children away from mothers and strapping them down and giving them chemotherapy and actually killing them, you know. So it's like where, you know, judges are ordering, you know, this, you know, it's just unbelievable, you know, that mothers don't even have a choice, you know, about their own children. And I can go on and on about this thing, but it's so ridiculous, you know. And there was a whole bunch of naturopaths and things recently. They have a cure for cancer, and I can't remember the name of it, but all these people that are involved in it were curing cancer right and left, you know, with this product. And amazing, you know, amazing results from it. And all of a sudden they all show up dead, you know, so mysteriously. So obviously, you know, there's still a major element out there that, you know, cancer is a huge business. You know, diabetes is a huge business. They don't want cures. They don't want this out. You know, the pharmaceutical companies do not want the cures coming out, because they want to keep you totally dependent on their symptomatic relief programs, you know, and the drugs that they're creating. And so, you know, when you have a multi-billion dollar business and it's threatened, you know, you're going to send out the brute squad, you know, to make sure that your business isn't threatened, you know. And it all ties together. These draconian energies that are behind this are the same guys that are spraying the chemtrails that are putting everybody in the hospitals, you know. So when you tie it all together, it's just one big ugly soup, and it's all being shown for what it is now, and the people are being exposed that are involved in it. And people go ask me that, well, why would they do chemtrails? And I said, you know, that's totally inhuman. You know, it's like they're spraying it on their own people. And I said, they are inhuman. That's the problem, is the human side of these people is gone. You know, they're not in control anymore. So these inhuman agendas are carried out by inhuman beings, you know, beings that are not part of the human race. So it's time to figure it out, you know, start paying attention, because you know, the more we stay in denial and we don't do anything about it, or rise up and call it out for what it is, the more it's going to continue, the worse it's going to get. So the good news is the higher dimensional beings and the other ones are coming in right now and cleaning up the planet. You know, they've got about 90% of the reptiles gone, and you know, they've got some pretty dark entities that are left that they're still working on trying to draw them out, you know, to to you know, take care of the business to finish it off. But you know, it's a work in process, and in the next few months, what I think is all of these things are going to start busting at the seams. You know, like the AMA is going to, and the cancer industry is going to be exposed for what it is. The oil companies and the people that have suppressed, you know, all the you know, the free energy technologies and things like that are going to be exposed, you know, and seen for who they are. You know, the war industry is now, it's being exposed like crazy. You know, trillions and trillions of dollars have disappeared, and they've gone into black budgets and things like that. You know, which is like, oh, about forgiveness. Okay, yeah, you've got trillions of dollars you took to develop all this incredible technology. Now let's share it, you know. You know, let's bring out the big forgiveness, you know, wagon and say, okay, we forgive you. Now let's put it to use. Let's clean up the planet. You know, these technologies, they can regrow arms and limbs, and amazing technologies that have been suppressed from the people are there right now. And, you know, it's time to get these out, get these technologies out. So I do see that happening very soon. And also, too, it also corresponds with, and when they told us 5 months, I go, wait a second, I did the math, and I go, that's the Chinese New Year. And so, you know, so you're going to see some huge economic changes, you know, that are going to be involved with China actually making some moves and some disclosures, you might say. So I think this whole, also too, in the UFO community, that's all going to be seen for what it is. It's sad that the people on the highest levels of the so-called UFO community don't have a clue. And they want to keep telling the same old stories over and over and over again. And they have people that have draw power, I guess. And so it's all about, you know, filling the seats and getting the money. But the people that really know the truth and really know what's going down and that have a higher message are just not getting airtime, and they're being, you know, squeezed out. And as I said earlier, you know, when you start bringing this information out, boy, you get drop kicked, especially when you have the proof and the evidence, and you have more evidence than anybody else. And you say, look, you know, you don't run around and try to take pictures of them. You invite them, you rise to the occasion, and you invite them to participate. And then you're successful, and it's working redundantly. And so when you bring news crews out and like Paranormal State, you bring them out, and you bring out Danny Dyer specials and all these other beings that have come out here to check out the ships, and the ships appear exactly on time when and where they say they are. I mean, it's a done deal. Contact's over. It's been made. Contact's been going on since before Egyptian times. That's been recorded. So, you know, anyway, it's all about rising to the occasion and not giving your power away to an external authority to tell you what you already know. I mean, why are we waiting for these external authorities to tell us, you know, that UFOs exist when polls, especially the Texas poll, showed 99% of the people believe that UFOs exist and there's a government cover-up. So, you know, it's over with. It's like, why are we continuing to give our power away to these external sources? And that's the whole issue right now, is that we've given our power away to, you know, all of these institutions and agencies that no longer serve us. They serve themselves, and they become these self-service, greed-oriented, you know, cash in at any expense programs, and they need to be exposed for what they are. You know, I always say, you know, there's a thing called the Hippocratic Oath, and I call it the hypocritical oath, and that's that we're operating under right now. And it's time for the Hippocratic Oath just to come back and take precedence, you know, do no harm, you know, and, you know, get back to that, get back to actually healing people versus cashing in on disease. So the war on disease profiteers are actually being exposed on a big time level right now. It's all surfacing, and people are going to be given a choice as to where they go. And you vote with your dollar. You know, you basically seek out the alternatives that work versus the choices that you're given, you know, which have a long history of not working. So, you know, Einstein summed it up, you know, the when he said that, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And basically, you know, we've been an insane race for quite some time, and it's time to try something different. You know, war isn't the answer. You know, we haven't been given the answers to curing all the diseases, which we should have cures and do already. Oil isn't the answer, you know, to keep polluting our oceans and our skies, and you know, the big drug companies and the chemical companies are just wreaking havoc on the planet, and they are under draconian rule, period, end of story. You know, climb that ladder of power and wealth and these mega corporations, and you'll find a big ugly lizard at the top. You know, so just to put it bluntly, you know, the bottom line is these things are governed at the highest levels by inhuman programs, inhuman beings, and that's why they can carry out the things that they're carrying out. No human that has any human qualities whatsoever would even involve themselves in this. You know, they're being duped into carrying out the orders of these entities, and you know, all of these programs like the chemtrail program and everything else is the same thing. It's like you know, you follow the chain, you know, go to the top and you'll find unseen negative influences, archons, reptilians, negative grays, you know, that are pulling the strings. And you know, it's time to get practical, just get back down to earth and just say, you know, the old Cherokee saying is, if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good, period. I mean, how complicated is that? You know, if you're cashing in at the expense of humanity and the earth, and you say, well, I have to feed my family, and if you're poisoning your family at the same time, you know, how intelligent is that? You know, so we see ourselves as intelligent beings, and it's time to start acting accordingly. You know, anyway, I want to give the numbers here to call in. We've got a few numbers. We've got 888-627-6008. And I've got two or three numbers here. I've got 323-744-4831. If you want to call in, this is a great time to do it. You know, and get your information out there. Even ask any questions you want to ask. So, you know, yeah, this isn't conspiracy, folks. This is fact, you know. And you got to look at the manifestation. You know, what is manifesting around you? You know, look at the condition of your air with the chemtrails. Look what they're doing to the forest. They're totally denuding the forest. I'm looking out at the forest here, and you know, luckily the energy on the ranch seems to be holding things together. But I look around me, and I'm seeing half the forest is dead. It's dying. The trees, the aluminum, and the other barium, and the other things are blocking the uptake of nutrients to the trees. They're dying. You know, and who wants a nice warm desert? Think about it. You know, what kind of entity would want to turn the whole planet and kill, you know, God's creation, you know, which are these beautiful forests and jungles, and just totally destroy them and, you know, create this global warming, which is what the chemtrails are actually creating, global warming. They're not cooling the planet down. It's actually doing the opposite. So anyway, figure it out. You know, it's pretty obvious. You know, you can't, you just have to look at the outcome, look at the manifestation, and then look around you, you know, look at the condition of your air, your water, the land, you know, look at the options that you're given, you know, in the healthcare industry and things like that. And it's pretty obvious, you know, that there's a draconian agenda. You know, the Archon agenda is at the top of this mess, and it's time for us to figure that out and get rid of it. But anyway, getting off my soapbox here, I've got Mary from Arizona on line one. Mary, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the truth about cancer. I saw the series last year, and I saw the 9-part docuseries this year. Uh-huh. And you will not believe the amount of info they give you. It's just fabulous. And the first episode is all about the history of Big Pharma. And yep. They give you the scoop and who started it and why and what they're doing. And it's a real eye-opener for a lot of people that aren't in the know. So, and they give all sorts of testimonies of the people, of what they did and how they did it, and that they refused chemo. And I just can't say enough good about it. And it's not really that expensive if you get a couple of people together and share it, and you can also have, like, viewing parties.
Yeah. You know, I think that's so important to do that. I think people need to share this, you know, have viewing parties and really get this information out. You know, and it's sad because, I know the cures are out there, and I would love to. I just don't have the financing myself to create a space. I may soon, you never know. But I would love to do a Patch Adams Hospital situation, you know. And I have talked with Patch Adams, you know, the guy involved in that, and about this. And so, you know, get the funding together, we could implement all of this, all these technologies, and start bringing them out. And but you have to cover yourself legally to do that, and we are taking those steps as well. So, you know, who knows what the future is, it can, you know, it's going to hold. But, you know, with the proper financing, I have the connections, I know where these technologies are, and hopefully it'd be nice to, you know, to create a template, say, look, this is what a real healing center looks like. You know, this is what, you know, this is the stuff that works, you know, and get it out there.
Right. I know a while back I seen on, I don't know if it was 2020 or what it was, but Morgan Spurlock. I don't know if you're familiar with him from CNN. He went over to some foreign country, and they had like a all-in-one place where, like, you never had, in one day you could get everything done, and, you know, instead of going back continuously for months trying to get, you know, tests to find out what's going on.
Yeah.
But I don't know about how much natural stuff it was, but I'd love to see something like that in the United States with natural stuff.
Yeah, they have that. They have some things like that in Mexico. Mariposa Spa has the connections to that down in Mexico, and she has all these alternative cures and knows the doctors that have the technologies there. And they do a lot with diet. You know, they do a lot of enemas, a lot of ozone therapy, you know, all kinds of, they have the Papini machines, you know, that put the big magnetic pulse through you and knock out all the other little creatures that our government has been spraying on us. But, you know, pretty amazing places, you know, and I've actually experienced that, and it helped out quite a bit. But the problem is it has to stop. When you continue to, you know, you're getting continuous exposure to this stuff, you know, we've got to stop it at the source. And then a lot of these opportunistic diseases that are kicking in because our immune systems are just destroyed, you know, by what they're spraying, you know, aren't going to happen, you know, because our systems will be up to where they should be.
Right. Well, I just wanted to tell you how fabulous it was. And if you get the, you know, like when you go on there, they tell you what they're talking about in each episode. So if you don't have enough time to watch all of it, you can pick and choose and what you want to watch. So that's kind of nice too, if you don't have a lot of time.
Yeah. And I'll probably figure out a way to get a set for the ranch here so we can actually do group showings, you know, and have them.
Right.
You know, to educate people here at the ranch.
But I mean, you can't go wrong. I mean, this 9-part series is great. It's fabulous. Yeah. You'll love it.
Hey, well, thanks for calling in. Yeah, and letting us know about that, because I'm going to promote this and this and a few other things. And you know, this falls right into information that we are given on the solutions that are going to be coming forward and how they're going to be coming forward. And I can't talk a lot about that right now, but there are some things in place that are going to really take this old system down and transform it. And it's either going to transform or it's going to go away, one or the other.
Well, can't happen soon enough.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, well, thanks a lot for calling.
Thanks.
All right, we're coming up to the end of the hour here. We've just got one more minute, unfortunately. But, you know, I just want to let people know that, you know, keep your heads up. You know, there is a lot of help, you know, in the works. There's a lot of things coming forward, and we need to get behind these things. You know, just like, you know, the truth about cancer, these videos, the chemtrail videos like Dan Wigginton and Michael Murphy, things like that. We need to get behind these things and really get going, because you know, we can't just sit back anymore. We have to be proactive. You know, we can't be complacent or acquiesce to what's being done. You know, we need to stand up. One of the things that ET said recently, they said that they're very concerned with their lack of action and the complacity, you know, and actually the complicity that's going on too, and how there's so many people actually, you know, actively engaging in their own demise, you know, by serving these mega corporations and their agendas, And they said, you know, yeah, we'd love to come and help and clean it up and everything else, but, you know, we've got to do our part here on the planet. We just can't sit back and participate, you know, in this, no matter what, you know, what excuse you give, you know, about having to feed your family or whatever. We have to start being proactive and stand up and say enough's enough and get educated about what is being done and what the solutions are. So anyway, unfortunately, we're hitting the end of the hour here, so I've got to sign off. But stay tuned. We're going to bring some other guests on. They're going to be covering all this information. And only thing I can say right now is, you know, keep that intent pure, keep an open mind, loving heart, and get on with it. You know, get on with the business of turning this planet around. You know, get on with the awakened healing process and put your energies and assets towards that direction, and you'll be fine. But anyway, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and watch the skies, because there's a lot going on up there.